BBC Listen. Gardening Australia Junior.
Xavier, Millie, where are you?
We're over here,
near the rocks,
next to the seashore.
Phew, that's better. I couldn't see you two through the blizzard.
Welcome to Antarctica, Costa.
Thanks, but why did you invite me all the way to the South Pole?
We wanted to see how plants grow here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool here, but all I see are rocks and ice.
Antarctica isn't just pretty cool, it's freezing cold. It's also the world's largest desert. It hardly ever rains, and the sun doesn't rise for several months in winter.
Yeah, I'm freezing.
Glad I remembered my thermies.
Me too. If you look around, you'll notice there aren't any trees or shrubs here. But there's plenty of rocks, loads of ice, and a few plants that grow close to the ground, a bit like a carpet.
I can't believe any plants grow here.
Let's find one.
I'll just grab some compost from my beanie.
You have compost on your head?
Yeah, that probably wasn't the best place to put it. It's all through my hair.
Is that why it's so long?
Hang on a sec while I shake it out.
Isn't compost made from rotten fruit and veggies?
Yeah, you're supposed to sprinkle it around the garden to help it grow.
Costa, you're shaking the compost all over the place.
A sprinkle here, a sprinkle there, makes the real world disappear. All it touches will grow tall and you will seem so very small.
Are those rocks getting bigger?
And are there bushes growing between them?
They're really growing
and growing.
Whoa!
Costa, where are we?
We're still in Antarctica, but we're looking at our surroundings from the point of view of a midgie.
A what?
An Antarctic midgie. They're the only insect that lives here. They're also the largest land animal on the whole continent.
What about penguins?
And seals?
They're half land, half sea creatures. So it's the midgie that wins the title of biggest full-time land dweller. And it's only about the size of a flea.
So we're the size of fleas now?
Well, we're the same size as we always were. But my compost has made everything around us humongous. It's magic. But don't worry, it'll wear off in a few minutes.
Whoa, the wind is really blowing those bushes around.
Hang on, I thought you said there were no trees or shrubs here, Costa.
That is actually grass. My compost has made the tufts big and bushy.
Just like your beard.
Funny you should say that. This plant is called Antarctic hair grass. It grows in rocky areas near the coast, and it gets battered by strong winds. We might need some help to get closer to it.
Is that a monster ant?
It's the Antarctic midgie.
Of course.
Let's call this fella Mitch the Midgie. He'll give us a ride over to the hair grass.
Don't midges bite?
Not Antarctic midgies. Climb aboard.
Hey, Mitch has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 legs.
Perfect for scuttling.
Where are his wings?
Antarctic midgies don't fly. Imagine if they had wings. They'd get blown away.
I'm happy to board the scuttle bus.
Me too.
Tally-ho, Mitch. Woo! Hold on tight. That wind is super strong.
Whoa, it's blowing us sideways.
Stay down low.
Just get us to that rock, Mitch.
Scuttle, scuttle, scuttle.
Oh, we made it.
And it's not quite so cold here.
Yep, these rocks are protecting us from the wind.
There's lots of that hair grass around here too.
That's why it's here. This grass is smart. It knows that if it grows among the rocks, it'll have a little bit of protection from the freezing wind.
Whoa, look up at the stalk. There are white flowers at the top.
Pretty.
Hey, I thought flowers needed bees to pollinate.
Oh yeah, maybe Mitch is a pollinator?
That's great thinking. But these Antarctic hair grass flowers don't need bees or Mitch. Keep looking up and watch closely.
Whoa, is that snow?
Not snow.
the wind is carrying something speckly. It's not more of your compost, is it?
Haha, it's not my compost either. The wind is picking up pollen from the clumps of grass and blowing it between the flowers.
So the wind moves the pollen around in Antarctica?
Yep, exactly. And when the pollen moves from flower to flower, it makes seeds.
And new grass grows from the seeds.
But if it's that easy, why aren't there flowers all over Antarctica?
Ah, that's where you're wrong. It's not easy. Winter is especially harsh here, where it's really cold. This Antarctic hair grass doesn't look so good. The stalks turn down and the leaves and flowers fall off.
Does it die?
No, but it does rest. It's called going dormant. It survives because of its strong underground roots that are very good at drinking in melted snow, ice, and nutrients from the soil.
Can Mitch take us underground for a look at the roots?
Mitch doesn't burrow anymore. When he was a baby, he spent a lot of time underground nesting. He was basically dormant, like the Antarctic hair grass.
I get it. I think I go dormant in winter too.
Yeah, I lay on the lounge a lot.
Watch TV.
Eat loads of snacks.
Mitch snacks too. Want to see what's on the menu?
Sure.
Mitch, to the excrement.
To the what?
Whee!
Look, penguins.
Giant penguins.
They're the size of dinos.
And you know what comes from dinosaur-sized penguins?
Ew.
Giant penguin poo. Pull up here, Mitch.
Look out!
Ah!
Yikes!
The penguins' butts are squirting the poo out like fire hoses.
Yeah, that was close.
I didn't expect it to be so wide and runny.
It's like a poo-nami.
Penguins poop a lot, and Mitchie loves to eat it or drink it, depending on the runniness.
Ew.
Mitch, stop.
Gross.
Don't listen to them, Mitch. You enjoy your poopy feast while you can.
What do you mean, while you can?
I don't want to upset you, but after Mitch emerges from his dormant underground baby stage, he only lives for a few days.
Aww, poor Mitch.
It's okay. Mitch and the other adult midges make lots of babies to keep the circle of life going. In between eating all this poop, of course.
You enjoy that poo, Mitch.
Yeah, eat up, buddy.
And this penguin poop doesn't just feed Mitch. It also feeds the soil.
Like compost?
Exactly. And well-fed soil helps plants like the Antarctic hair grass survive, especially during the bleak winters.
Hey, those penguins aren't looking so giant anymore.
And is Mitch shrinking?
Aha, that's my compost wearing off.
What do we do?
Quick, we need to jump off Mitch's back.
Into the river of penguin poo?
Please, Doctor, no, I'm begging you.
Whoa!
Oh, phew. The penguin poo isn't quite as gross now that everything's back to its normal size.
Yeah, it's just a little splatter on the bottom of my boots.
Hey, I can't see Mitch anymore.
Well, he is the size of a flea.
If you can hear me, Mitch, thanks for the ride.
Yeah, we'll miss you, little buddy. But I think it's time for us to warm up.
And leave these penguins to poop in peace. Oh, it's nice and warm inside this cabin.
It sure is. And it makes you realise how important shelter is. Not just for us, but for animals and plants.
So the Antarctic hair grass survives because it grows around rock shelters.
And it's close to the ground.
And another type of low-growing plant that survives in Antarctica is moss.
We have moss growing in our backyard.
Great. That means you can make a moss terrarium.
Is that like a garden in a jar?
Yep. Get a grown-up to help you. You'll need a clean glass jar. An old jam jar will do. Then you need to add a thin layer of soil to the bottom of the jar, followed by a layer of pebbles, another layer of soil, then some moss.
So we just take some moss from the garden?
Only take a little. Get a grown-up to help. but you'll need gardening gloves and a flat tool like a spade or even a spatula from the kitchen. Use it to gently lift a piece of moss and then pop it in your jar. Keep the lid off to help it breathe.
Do we need to water it?
Yep, spray it with some mist every day. Moss likes to stay moist and keep it out of bright light, away from windows and the sun.
I think that there's just one more ingredient that would help.
Oh, yeah?
Penguin poo!
I think we should leave that in Antarctica.
I agree.
I will not be sharing my magic compost recipe. Please do not sprinkle any compost, magic or not, on anything except soil. In fact, don't sprinkle compost anywhere without the help of a grown-up. You never know what magic might happen.
If you like the Gardening Australia Junior podcast, make sure you check out the TV show too. You'll find us on ABC iView.